Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And from time to time, we get some not-so-nice texts on the text line.
Like this one. This one was really great. I love this for me. It says, is Breezy illiterate? What's going on here? The chick can't read.
Yeah.
This is not the first time we've gotten a text like this. Another text we've gotten in the past, because I save all of these, and they really instill in my brain, Breezy should not be allowed to read anything. Maybe Breezy should take some reading classes so she's not stumbling over her news every morning. Yeah, you know what? Those texters really aren't wrong, Corey. This isn't really something I've ever talked about on the show because I didn't want it to define me as a person. But
sure.
I mean, it makes up who I am, so I want to be open and honest with it, and I want to kind of put this to bed and help our listeners understand a little better. Corey, I'm frustrated right now. I really am, and for the sole reason that I am dyslexic, and I've been dyslexic my entire life, and I want to share this with our listeners and tell them that reading and writing is extremely difficult for me. And for those of you who aren't sure what dyslexia is, or maybe you've heard of it, but you're not really sure on the meaning, it's not black and white. It's not a black and white diagnosis. It's not like there's one thing and this is who you are. It ranges from person to person. I lack with reading proficiency. I have a hard time pronouncing words. When I see paragraphs in front of me, I get really shaky and panicky because everything looks very jumbled to me, Corey.
Sure.
So when I write my news in the morning, I write it in my own way for the best possible way that I can
understand
deliver it.
And
you know what I mean?
Of course, exactly. And by the way, I think you deserve a ton of credit for the fact that, you know, you do a lot of writing and you do a lot of reading on the show.
Yeah. I mean,
and you're facing this every single day.
Right. And I chose to go into a profession that I knew going into this, there was going to be a lot of reading and a lot of writing. And knowing that that's not a strong suit of mine, I didn't want that to hold me back. I didn't want that to be like, oh, well, I can't read that well, so I shouldn't follow my dreams. That's not me. I'm a very determined person. And a lot of people struggle with this every single day. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about it. Because how many times have you heard someone say, maybe mess up a sentence, be like, oh, I'm dyslexic.
Really,
it's not funny to me. It's not funny because I struggle with that every single day.
It's interesting, Breeze, because, you know, in 2019, we're supposed to be living in this world that's more inclusive and we're supposed to be more open to, you know, and we're getting there, more open when it comes to mental health, when it comes to sexuality, when it comes to all these things. And you're not wrong. You know, you do hear that a lot. The analogy I can make, I guess, or the parallel I can make is how, you know, people used to throw the R word around quite a bit.
Which is never okay.
And it got to the point where, yes, we realized, oh, that's not okay. And now you rarely ever hear it. And if you do, honestly, it's jarring. But you're right that dyslexia is not on that level. It's in not to compare, you know, what these things are, but when it comes down to it,
you can't compare apples to oranges. It's not the same thing.
But ultimately, it's things people struggle with, and it's things that obviously every text like that you get, you're hurt. And,
I'm very hurt.
And look, for this job, you got to have tough skin. But I get it. I mean, that's for you such a trigger.
It is, and I'm a very confident person. I mean, people don't know me. They know me on the radio, but they don't like know me. I'm a very confident, fun-loving, easygoing person, very comfortable in my own skin. But when I get enough tests like this, Corey, it beats me down. It really, really does.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit. So, again, if you're just joining us, I'm Breezy. Just kind of wanted to address this and just get it out there. Because when you talk about stuff, that's when you take the power away, right?
Right.
So just said she's dyslexic. And I've certainly known this, but it's the first time you're sharing it with our listeners.
Right.
When were you diagnosed, first off?
In fourth grade, I was diagnosed and I was given a 504 learning plan in school, which basically it helped me with tests specifically. So when I had a big test, directions would be clarified. I would go to a separate location. I could use spell check on the computer, so I wasn't, you know, struggling. And I'm not going to lie, Corey. I mean, it was very embarrassing to, you know, leave the room. The test is being handed out. I'm not a normal kid that I could just stay in the room. And it's like the walk of shame to the other room. It's like, is she dumb? Like, where's she going with the teacher? Right. Like, what? Why does she get special privileges?
And of course, at that point, those children didn't understand.
Of course. And I mean, it helped me be organized and stay focused, because, like, let's be honest, I have a hard time staying focused too. Yeah. I'm all over the place all the time. Mm-hmm. But that also plays a part in it. So all throughout my, from fourth grade on, it didn't stop until college. Like, I was literally in college.
It doesn't stop. I mean, you know,
and I used Audible books. Mm-hmm. I developed great social skills to, you know, keep in contact with my teachers so they knew my story and my struggles. And that's kind of, honestly, I think my disability really helped mold me into the person I am today when it comes to my social skills.
Right. Because, and why do you say that?
Because I asked my mom about that, because I knew I wanted to, you know, just, it was racking my brain. And I wanted to talk to my mom about it and get her side. And she said, Breeze, I really think that you are so social because of your disability, because it was a survival tactic for me, Corey. Okay. If I didn't know what was going on in class, I needed to rely on my neighbor, you know, make friends with them, strike up a conversation with them, be like, hey, what's going on? I don't understand what's going on here. Like, we're reading a textbook and they're writing down notes. I'm just sitting there blanking. You know what I mean? So I feel like I used humor and charm and all that stuff to just get by in life. Not get by, but thrive, honestly.
Well, sure. And that's what's so interesting, I think, is that you've taken something that is a disability, but, you know, you say that that's why you're so social, which is probably one of your strengths, one of your biggest strengths. And you've got to think, would you be the way you are without this? And not that it defines you like you started off by saying, but it has helped mold you into the person you are, for a positive, by the way.
Exactly.
The fact that you graduated high school and college.
It didn't come easy. School was not my thing for obvious reasons.
But I think it also, it says more about you than just even being social. I think I've always said this about you, and I you know, you're a former intern. And one of the things that really struck me about you right off the bat was your work ethic.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that also,
because I have to work so much harder,
Corey. Yes, this plays a part in that.
I have to work twice as hard as the kid next to me, because I can't, it doesn't come as easy to me.
Mm-hmm. But look now, like, yes. And I bet as a kid that was really difficult, but look kind of where it's gotten to you at this point.
So I wanted to share, and wrapping this up, I know this is a fun show and we like to talk about fun things, but for all the kids out there right now who are struggling and, you know, maybe feel a little out of place and don't really know what's going on, and maybe the other kids are like, you're stupid, you're dumb, because those words are attached to this disability more than you may think. It gets so much better. Have grit, have perseverance. You'll make it through. It's your disability does not define you. Look at me. I mean, I do a job every day where I have to read and write, something I cannot do easily. Like, you need to keep pushing, and it gets a lot better. And use your resources.
And I know, use your resources. Your favorite.
I know. It's a new preseason.
And look, we like to joke on the show, and I like to poke fun at you and all that. But I say this with complete and utter sincerity, is the fact that for all those reasons you just listed, this makes you a role model. You're a person that people should look up to, because you have faced this disability that could have been very easier for you to be like,
lay on the ground and be like, all right, I can't do it.
But you didn't.
Right.
You went straight ahead. You worked extra hard, and it's made you the person you are today. And that, I think that's really cool. And I don't, just personally and personal, I'm very, very proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Corey.
So I'm glad we covered this, because I mean, I see those texts too, and it bugs me as well. So
if you want to keep texting, and now you know. I mean, there's really nothing I can do about it. Sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.